Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Did you know that there's a 160-year-old festival?
Oh, yeah.
That has never been outside the island of Ireland. But today it is outside the island of Ireland.
Yeah, as Christy Moore once said, I was going there, everybody, from Cork, New York, Dundalker, to Hark and Glenamaddy, here be Ireland, the County Clare. It's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burn and the Cliffs of Moher and the Tull and the Kilfenor and Michael Russell and Dr. Bill and Willie Clancy and Noel. Hello!
No, I didn't know he knew all the words either.
The iconic Listing Varna Matchmaking Festival is swapping County Clare for Spain, and thousands of Irish singletons are heading there looking for love. Brian Kiernan, who is one of the organisers of the eight-day event, is on the line now, live from Cabo Roig, to tell us all about it. Brian, am I pronouncing that anywhere close to right?
Good morning to you. How are you?
We're great. It's Dermot here. How do you pronounce it? Cabo Roig?
Cabo Roig.
Cabo Roig.
Where is it?
It's Cabo Roig is on the Costa Blanca. It's, I suppose, the nearest biggest town to us would be a place called Alicante.
People have heard of that, all right. And Brian, so what's the story? You and another lad who owns a bar there decided to try and bring the Listing and Varna Festival to Costa Blanca.
Well, basically what happened was during lockdown, I would meet kind of Dermot almost every second morning. Dermot Moore is from a place called Road in County Offaly, and he's got a little bar out here called El Faro. So we used to meet up in the morning thinking about what we could do to finish the season. Because out here we start off with the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and it's one of the largest parades now in the world. We started it off 10 years ago. And so we decided, we looked at various different things, and we came up with this idea of a matchmaking festival. So we're now calling ourselves the Arroyo Costa Matchmaking Festival. And we were actually delighted that Willie Daly arrived out last night, and he was very, very impressed. He couldn't believe the amount of Irish people that was actually here. So,
And Willie Daly, of course, is the man behind the iconic Listing Varna Matchmaking Festival, right, which has been running for decades.
Yeah.
3,000 weddings he has to his name that he's put them together. Yeah. So Willie's come out. So is it officially Listing Varna in the Sun, or is it the, as you said, Arroyo Costa Festival? And
it's the Arroyo Costa Matchmaking Festival. But basically, I suppose the reason why Listing Varna came into it is because we brought Willie out, and everybody associates Willie with the Listing Varna Festival. But as you know, there's a patent on the list of Varna Festival, so we would love to use the name.
I see. You've got to be careful.
Like, you know? Yeah. Oh, wow. It's all officially trademarked and everything.
I see.
You don't want to be doing that.
So how many people are you expecting to show up over 8 days?
Well, he only arrived last night, and we were above in the Trinity Bar, and he couldn't believe the amount of Irish people. And the amount of people that actually came over and spoke to him, he was very, very impressed.
Yeah,
and I spoke to one of his daughters last night, and she was absolutely amazed, because she was expecting to meet Spanish people and English people and stuff like that. She couldn't believe the amount of Irish people that was actually here.
So say I'm at the Arroyo Costa Festival, in brackets, Listing Varna, unofficial. What if I was single, what will I experience? Like, how do you bring people together? What are the events? What kind of things do you do?
Well, each bar is going to organise music in the afternoons and at night time to try and create the same atmosphere as you would have in Listing Varna.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting on...
Is it Irish trad music?
Well, it'll be all sorts of music. We're trying to get country and western and trad and Kayleys and stuff like that. Like tomorrow night now, Willie Delaney and the Randy Leprechaun, he's doing, which he does every week, he does a traditional Irish music thing every Thursday night. So Willie will be at that on Thursday night.
you can keep your Coldplay, and you can keep your U2. I want to see Willie Delaney and the Randy Leprechaun.
The Randy Leprechaun, yes. Willie's actually from Cork. His wife Babs is from Kilkenny.
Oh.
But the Randy Leprechaun, yes.
And that's actually a place. That's a pub, is it? The Randy Leprechaun?
That's the name of the pub. That's actually the name of the pub.
So give us a list of the pubs over there. We don't want to hear all their names now. So what's your one called?
Yeah, my pub is called The Trinity. My son, Jimmy, he runs that.
Right, gotcha.
And It's basically, it's based in two areas. It's based in a place called Lazinia and Cabaroy. In Lazinia, you have Paddy's Point, and you have the Randy Leprechaun. And tomorrow evening, Willie will be in both of them places tomorrow evening, in Paddy's Point in the afternoon and Randy Leprechaun at night time. And
are there any restrictions at all at the moment, Brian? Is it tricky to work around, or is everything open for business?
Everything is almost back to normal now.
Right. Do you have ridiculous things there where you can't have a pint at the bar and read a newspaper, but if you're dancing at the bar and holding a newspaper, you can have a pint, apparently?
Well, I can tell you now, we have no restrictions like that now. You can actually sit at the bar counter now, and you can dance now. And the dancing actually only came in last week. And even the karaoke now, they're allowing the karaoke now. That started last week as well, so.
Yes. All right. And you need to wipe down the microphone afterwards, because God knows, even before COVID, those things can give you disease.
Unfortunately, you have to wear your mask while you're singing.
That makes sense. You've got to do something to protect that microphone, all right, yeah. Someone says they met their ex-husband in the Randy Leprechaun in Playa del Inglés. I don't know. Did you mean you met him at the time? He was your ex-husband or what? There's people loving it. Well, Brian, come here. Like, it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because like you said, there's so many Irish people out in that neck of the woods. And the fact that this is on, I mean, like, Willie Daly's record for matching people is unmatched. Pardon the pun. But yeah, so fingers crossed he'll be able to find some love for some Irish people out in Costa Blanca.
You never know what, he might even fix me up. You never know what might happen.
No bother to you.
And do people have to, like, just chat each other up, or are there kind of organised events of speed dating, or what's going on?
I have been to this environment, but I was never there, like, during the festival. So I honestly don't really know how it works, like, you know.
You don't care.
I assume people go to him and they give them their details.
Yeah.
And then he would have maybe ladies on his books, or the other way around.
He does have a book or something, doesn't he? Isn't there some famous book or something he has?
Yeah,
with
he
him?
Has like a Bible.
Yeah, he has a famous book, all right. I haven't seen the book yet now.
Right, yeah.
Even though I collected them at the airport last night, but I assume the book is with him.
Oh, it's like one of those ones from Hogwarts, you know, the books of spells. Every time he puts it on the table, he's got to blow the dust up. Sacred book. Well, look, you don't care what's happening as long as people are buying pints, I presume, and putting some money in the till.
That's the whole thing, really. You know, the businesses here went through a hard time during lockdown.
Yeah.
Because I know back in Ireland, people were getting €350 a week, and the businesses were getting money as well. But, you know, like the bars out here, the Irish bars out here, and the English bars and all the other bars, they got absolutely no help at all from the government. So we just felt that this would be something that would help, would say, that close down the season.
Mm.
But obviously, the way things are now, everybody's now starting to travel, and instead of the season finishing the second week in November, I think it'll probably go on until the mid-January.
You're open all year round then, are you?
Yeah, and then once the 1st of April comes, or the 1st of March comes in, the whole place comes alive again, especially with the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Our last St. Patrick's Day Parade, we had almost 14,000 people in Cabaroy.
Mother of God.
That's bigger than most Irish ones.
The parade took an hour and a half to go around. And in fairness, that the local town hall has been very good to us. They've supplied bands and they've supplied artists, and it's a very colourful parade now.
I can't imagine what the local town council, the mayor or the local residents think when all of a sudden there's 14,000 people parading up and down.
They're absolutely amazed, because the first parade we had 2,000 people, and they were shocked even at that.
Yeah.
But seeing how the thing has grown over the years, you know. And we always get a celebrity to be the parade marshal, you know. We've had some good ones here now. So.
Like who?
Well, we've had Brian Cowan here.
Right. That's impressive.
You might have had 28,000 people if he wasn't there.
Yeah. We had Charlie Nelligan.
All right.
We had Christy Heffern.
Sure. All the big names.
Eamon O'Hara.
They're just your friends, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, Brian, we wish you and everybody else, all the 11 bars that are taking part in the Orihuela Costa Festival, aka, correct, but not officially listed in Varna. Say hi to Willie Daly for us and have a great time.
Thank you very much.
All right, all the best, Brian.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. today.